This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Washington, D.C. is the staging area for marches by white nationalists and counter-protesters this Sunday. It marks the one-year anniversary of the violent Unite the Right protest that occurred in the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, where white supremacists and opposition protesters clashed not far from Washington.
Like every conversation about the city and the county comes back to August 12th.
Mark Newton, a reporter for Charlottesville's The Daily Progress, was working when white nationalists stormed through the normally quiet college town to protest the removal of the statue of Confederate hero General Robert E. Lee. It did not end well. Amid the angry protests, one car plowed into a crowd of anti-fascist counter-protesters, killing activist Heather Heyer and injuring many others. Jason Kessler, the man who organized last year's Unite the Right protest, failed in his bid to hold a second rally in Charlottesville. Kessler eventually won permission to hold a second rally to commemorate the Charlottesville protest, this time in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., right in front of the White House. Anusha Vitisyan, VOA News, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Sporadic clashes continued for a third day Sunday for the control of Afghanistan's southeastern city of Ghazni, amid conflicting claims about whether the government or the Taliban insurgency controlled key installations. The Afghan army chief told a news conference Sunday in Kabul his forces were conducting counteroffenses to evict Taliban fighters from the city. The general noted that insurgents were entrenched in civilian populations and marketplaces, forcing Afghan forces to move carefully and slowly to prevent civilian casualties. Afghan security forces remained in control of all strategic positions in Ghazni, including the office of the provincial governor, police headquarters, the main prison, and the office of the Afghan spy agency. This is VOA News. As the investigation continues into the theft of a commercial plane and the deadly crash that followed, Reuters' David Doyle tells us more about the man said to be the suspect and only casualty.
The suspected airline worker who stole an empty plane from a Seattle airport was a former baker and world traveler described by his family as a warm and compassionate man. While he hasn't been named officially, his family and multiple media outlets have reported his identity as 29-year-old Richard Russell. The man known as Bebo to friends worked for Horizon Airlines as a ground service agent. Authorities say an empty Bombardier Q400 aircraft was taken from a maintenance area at SeaTac International Airport. It was flown for about an hour, often erratically with attempts at aerial stunts, before crashing on nearby Ketron Island.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Turkey's president Saturday blamed the country's economic problems on the United States and other nations, whom he says are waging an economic war against his country. Recep Tayyip Erdogan was responding to a drop in the value of the Turkish currency, the lira, against the U.S. dollar following the imposition of both sanctions and tariffs by the United States in the past 2 weeks. In an opinion piece in the New York Times, Erdogan wrote, "Failure to reverse this trend of unilateralism and disrespect will require us to start looking for new friends and allies." Turkey and the United States squabbled last week over Turkey's failure to free a U.S. pastor named Andrew Brunson from house arrest while he awaits his trial on terrorism charges. And it's off.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff of the mighty Delta IV heavy rocket with NASA's Parker Solar Probe, a daring mission to shed light on the mysteries of our closest star, the Sun.
The Parker Solar Probe launched from Cape Canaveral in Florida early Sunday. It will venture closer to the Sun than any other spacecraft in history. The probe is the size of a small car. It weighs 1,400 pounds and will reach speeds of up to 430,000 miles per hour, making it the fastest spacecraft in history. A wildfire in Southern California that began Monday grew to 85 square kilometers in size Saturday as firefighters worked to keep the flames from engulfing residential areas. Aircraft have been dumping pink fire retardant on homes in an area and other communities in the foothills of what's called the Cleveland National Forest, while about 20,000 people have been under evacuation orders. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.